Growing up, commentator Gerald Early knew most of the black policemen in his South Philadelphia neighborhood. He says the new film, The Glass Shield, doesn't reflect the experiences of those men.
The recent opening of Charles Burnett's latest film, The Glass Shield, about a black man and a white woman trying to make it on a white male police force, had more than casual significance for me. My late stepfather, a man I knew for nearly 30 years, was a Philadelphia police officer. He joined the force in the 1950s, a time when many big city police departments were beginning to integrate in a major way. Being a policeman was considered a very good job in the black community where I grew up, respectable and well-paying, at least by the standard of most professional jobs then open to blacks. As a boy, I think I met all the black policemen of Philadelphia. No, I exaggerate, but not by much. My mother worked as a school crossing guard and used to pick up her checks from the 3rd Precinct Police Headquarters. Sometimes she would take me with her, and I would get to meet some of the black policemen she knew. This was a big thrill for me, to see the black men in their uniforms, with their holsters, exuding authority. She met my stepfather there, and over the years, a number of black policemen used my mother's small house as a kind of meeting place. I heard them talk about their problems with getting promotions, the prejudice of their fellow white officers, and the difficulty of the job itself. When one was promoted to detective, I remember there was a great deal of rejoicing. He was the same man who taught one of my sisters how to play chess. I remember my stepfather as a conservative man in many respects. He had a low opinion of the people he had to arrest, thought most of them were guilty of what they had been accused of, and was convinced that criminals needed to be severely punished. He was an ardent supporter of the death penalty. He was very suspicious of most people's motives and could uncannily tell when someone was lying. Yet he was a man who had deep understanding of other people's problems and their weaknesses. He probably had a more profound grasp of why people screwed up their lives than any social worker, minister, or psychologist I ever read or heard of. I doubt if he removed his gun from his holster more than 5 or 6 times in his entire career, and he certainly never fired it. He told me that a man should be able to work 20 years on the police force without having to shoot anyone. Burnett's The Glass Shield is about affirmative action, about racist and sexist white fraternities, about conspiracies of various sorts. It is not, unfortunately, the story of black policemen. The black men who joined the police force in the 1950s were tough realists who had served in the armed forces with white men in Korea and knew what working with white men in authority was like. They, by and large, managed to stay on the force and earned the respect of the whites they worked with. Perhaps Burnett did not wish to make a film like Home of the Brave or Red Ball Express or All the Young Men. And surely we do not need another In the Heat of the Night. Showing blacks and whites learning to work together seems too dated, and the police as an institution have always had a certain complex political resonance in the black community. Yet Burnett's film lacks any sense of a black police fraternity and any depiction of how the black community aided its police officers. A good account of the story of the black policeman is James N. Reeves' Black Cops, written by a black man who joined the Philadelphia police force in 1940. I think my stepfather and the black police officers of his generation are heroes. If only someone would tell their story on film as if they were human beings and not political caricatures.
Gerald Early directs the African and Afro-American Studies Department at Washington University in St. Louis. He's the author of The Culture of Bruising.